Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hi, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm Liz, and today I'm talking with Tunde from Tunde's Creations. Tunde lives near me in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thanks for being here, Tunde. Can you explain a little bit about the work you do?
Yes, thank you for having me here. First of all, I make gingerbread cookies. Gingerbread is a very old tradition in Hungary, and these cookies will stay fresh for months and will stay beautiful forever. So in Hungary, a lot of people don't even eat them. They just use it for decoration. And I also started to teach cookie decorating. I wrote a couple of books about it. And I designed cookie cutters for the biggest cookie cutter manufacturer in the U.S., Anna Clark.
Oh, how fun. Okay. So we'll have to make sure we put links to the show notes for those things so that people can see all the things that you get to do. So have you always had this creative side, or is it something that has developed since you were an adult?
I've always been creative. I did all kinds of things, from pottery to embroidery, glass painting, all kinds of things. And I started decorating gingerbread cookies in 2013.
Okay, and when did you come to the U.S.?
We first came in 2007.
Okay. Okay, so you had been here a while before you branched into the Mézeskalács thing. Okay, and what motivated you to teach others?
I just got requests to teach. And somehow it's in me. So I've been always teaching. I was tutoring math when in elementary school. And since age of 15, I've been teaching French classes. So it just came organically.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. So you learned how to do it and had fun with it, but then you've just now spent time.
Then I posted the pictures and the other people wanted to learn it too.
Okay. Aha. Well, I've seen the pictures. I've seen your work. And so I completely understand that. When I see it, I think, oh, you should teach me how to do that. And I think, oh, I could never do that. But you have assured me. You have assured me that I can. All right. So let's talk a bit about some of these upcoming classes we have planned. I am super excited about them.
Yes. You know, we talked about the Christmas decorations we use in Hungary, that we use a lot of edible decoration for our Christmas tree. And the main part of it is like gingerbread cookies, gingerbread decorations, and salon tukor. And also the third thing that's not as known is hopchok. It's a meringue circle. And I think that all families have them on their Christmas tree in Hungary. So we just decided to put all these two things together and make a class series. So people who live around here and want to get to know this Hungarian tradition can learn how to do it and maybe make it their own tradition one day.
Well, I think it'll be fun to have, you know, kind of carve out a weekend, two weekends really in October. And really, you could get a lot of good work done in those two weekends between all three classes.
Yes, actually, we decided to do this in two weekends because honey gingerbread is a longer process. So first day, we will need to make the dough, and the dough has to age overnight. So you cannot bake these cookies the same day as you made the dough. First day, we will just make the dough. It will be a pretty short class, maybe not even a half an hour. It depends how fast everybody gets the stuff together. So okay. I think it's between a half an hour and an hour. Then we come back the next day, and we will bake the cookies. And it's good. Honey gingerbread has a property that the honey sucks in the humidity of the air.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to let your cookies get used to the climate of your room before you start decorating. So we will have a week in between, and the next weekend we will learn how to make the icing and we will decorate those cookies in 2 days.
Okay. So part of the process is really actually giving the cookies time in the atmosphere or the in the air of the of your home so that they last longer.
If your room is dry, your cookies will be crunchy. And if the humidity goes up, even if it goes up a year later, the cookies will get softer again.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty interesting. So I'm excited to focus more on Mezesh Kalach for myself, just because we had a short Mezesh Kalach workshop during one of our tours to Hungary. But it wasn't a start to finish kind of class. So everything was just set up for us. We walked in, everything was organized and ready to go, which of course was great because we didn't have all the time that we need. But I also knew that I couldn't go home and recreate it necessarily on my own because I didn't know how all of that worked. And I need more practice decorating anyway. So this is perfect. So another class that we're going to do is a Salon Sukor class, which is the traditional Hungarian Christmas candy. And I've done this on my own before. You know, we've talked about it over the years. And we also made this on one of our tours to Hungary, but I definitely need more tips. And I know there's so many different kinds of flavors that can be made in Salon Sukor. And I know this is a huge family favorite at your house because your kids love
it. Yes, my kids love marzipan.
Okay.
And that is not that common in the U.S., so we usually make our own, and we always have the marzipan flavor Salon Sukor on our tree at the beginning of the season. Then towards the end of the Christmas season, we also only have the wrappers on the tree.
That's the way it should be.
But yes, that's okay. That's the beauty about edible ornaments, that at the end of the season, you don't have to have storage boxes.
Right.
You can just eat everything and start all over the next year. And, you know, if you decide on a color scheme, it's so easy to get those candy wrappers on those colors and use those colors for the meringue circles and the Mezesh Kalach and the gingerbread cookies. So it's just so easy to get creative with it and do whatever you want. And yes, you don't have to store a whole bunch of Christmas ornaments
sure.
at the end of it.
Well, and then you get better every year.
And yes, you do. And this is a wonderful program to do with your kids, you know, or with family to prepare for Christmas together. And it's not only the Christmas tree decoration from gingerbread. You can make candle holders. You can make little gift boxes. You can make a centerpiece for your Christmas table. So it's really fun and really nice. Now, the Salon Sukor, it goes back to the 19th century, middle of 19th century in Hungary. And the original one is like they call it fondant. It's like a sugar filling. And the very first Salon Sukor didn't even have chocolate coating on, just this concentrated sugar filling. And I will be honest with you, I tried to replicate it, but I failed like 3 or 4 times. Apparently, powdered sugar in the U.S. has probably too much cornstarch to make that recipe.
Oh.
And in Europe, we have beet sugar. And here we have cane sugar. And maybe that was one reason of my failure.
Sure.
So the very traditional original Salon Sukor recipe is the one we will not make because I couldn't get that.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't give it up completely, but maybe next year. Oh. I don't know if I figure out how to go around these things. What we're going to do, there are jelly candies. The filling is like some kind of fruit jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's covered with chocolate. That's very popular. Then, of course, we will make marzipan.
Of course. We should.
We have to. And I plan the third flavor, which is white chocolate coconut truffle.
Oh, that sounds really good.
So these are the three flavors I plan to do during the class, but we will talk about other possibilities. It's you can get creative with it. You know, if your family likes something, you can probably make, you know, a salt and sugar filling with
sure.
it.
Sure. Well, I'm pretty American in my candy. I like to sample lots of candies, of course, but I definitely love the peanut butter and chocolate combination. So
you have to share that with us. I'm from Hungary. We didn't grow up with the peanut butter.
Okay.
We didn't even have peanut butter back then. So it's not a flavor we really prefer.
So you have to share
that recipe with
us. I will find one, or I better perfect it before then so I have one to share. But okay, so I will do that part.
This will be the first Saturday in the morning before the whole thing starts, before the gingerbread series starts. So this is the first Saturday morning, and the second Saturday morning will be the Hapchok.
Okay, so let's talk about the Hapchok. That's kind of a fairly new thing for me, but it's very sweet on a Christmas tree. I loved when you had it on your Christmas tree at the Christmas open house that we did together. And I thought, oh, now that's really cute. I don't know how to make it. And I think you said it's easy.
A very simple. You will see. That class is just $10. Please join it because you will love it. You can use these cookies for everything. You can make little pink cookies for Valentine's Day with it. And it's practically just egg white and sugar.
Okay.
So once you make it, it stays good for, I would say years, but people will freak out. But it does. You know, when it's dry, it's non-perishable.
Sure.
I think my kids just finished last year's Hapchok at home because we made quite a bit. But and again, I love the original white circles, but you can flavor it with all kinds of flavorings, and you can also color it if you want. You have a theme for Christmas and you want a specific color, you can use food coloring to color those circles. And I also like to make, besides the circles that I hang on a tree, I just like to make small bits to have as a snack around, because that circle is just too much sugar for a serving.
Sure.
So I usually just push out a few little pieces, you know, from the piping bag, just to nibble on.
Okay. And then that could be a part of your cookie table or whatever you're doing.
That's a kind of cookie, actually. So.
Okay. Okay.
So, yes.
And white is your favorite color. Do you have a favorite flavor?
I like everything in their most traditional, simple way.
Okay.
So the real Hapchok for me is white and unflavored.
Okay.
It's made of sugar, so it is totally sweet.
Right.
But I found some very good powdered flavorings at last CookieCon, and they had a raspberry flavor. So I made some with those and colored red, wrapping
sure.
for Valentine's Day. And it was awesome. So if you have a flavoring you really like, you can just put it in and have flavored meringue circles.
Okay. So you mentioned CookieCon, and I want you to explain a little bit about what CookieCon is, because I had no idea that there was anything like CookieCon until I met you, and you mentioned that you taught at CookieCon. So what is CookieCon? And obviously, this year there's different things happening, so probably CookieCon isn't exactly happening.
Yes, CookieCon would be right now in Orlando, but it's got canceled, of course. But the last one was in Louisville this spring, and it's the biggest gathering of cookie decorators from around the world.
Oh, wow.
Last year, we had almost 1,000 participants.
Okay, so from around the world, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I met people from all over. I had students there from Australia, from Brazil, from all over the place.
Okay. So, and then everybody just gets together and decorates cookies or learns how to decorate cookies or?
Well, it's getting bigger and bigger and longer and longer, and we have more and more things to do. The core thing is they have about 8 classes at one day, and we have 2 days of classes before the whole thing starts, and that's where I usually teach. It's like 2 extra days of classes, and they have a sugar show, they have a tasting event, and everybody can taste 12 different recipes and we get the recipes. We of course there is a vendor hall, mm-hmm. like all, you know, conventions you go to. So, and there is more and more fun stuff at Cookie Con.
Okay. So it's a cookie convention.
Yes, it's a cookie convention.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
Okay, well, it sounds
and,
like it.
You know, when you are together with 1,000 people who love to do the same thing as you do, it's always, it's such a happy place. Mm-hmm. You know, people whose hobby is to make cookies, you know, can it get any sweeter? Yeah,
exactly. They can't be grumpy either. I mean, you know, it's just a fun
group. They are not grumpy.
No.
Well, maybe some of them are at the beginning, but then they adjust.
There's a mood. There's a good mood.
There was only one thing better than CookieCon when we were at Salt Lake City, and CookieCon and Comic Con was at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And Comic Con people came over to see us.
All dressed up.
And you know, we knew that it's going to happen. So the one theme of the sugar show was comics.
Oh, fun.
So they came over to look at all the comics.
That was a
They were all dressed up. So that was the most fun ever.
That's a good idea for them to kind of marry for the moment, you know, those two areas, because
it was by accident, but it was fun.
But they took advantage of it and decided to make an opportunity to blend them together, which I think is great. So, okay. So the first 2 weekends in October are full of opportunities to learn how to make wonderful and traditional Hungarian favorites. And it'll be on Zoom, and the classes are interactive, and Tunde, you'll be teaching. So the registration fee, so there's different ones for different classes. The Mézes Kalács class is the highest fee, but it's still only $75 per device. And that's because there's 2 weekends involved in that class and lots of hours.
Make the most of it. You know, if you sign up for a device, you can invite over your friends and family and make it, you know, a fun weekend together and do it together.
Yes. So the whole family can watch. We love using this as a family project for those who could be in the same household, but it is also a family project that can take place across the miles. So 2 sisters can take the class, even though they don't live near each other, but they just have to pay for each device, but they both get the teaching. And then, so it still can be a family project or a cousins together or creatives. Sisters.
Yes, I taught quite a few classes this way this year when a family signed up and maybe they logged in from 4 or 5 different states. And this cookie decorating class just brought the family together for that afternoon. So it's a very, very nice hobby, you know, to start or just to try.
Right. And people can try it out here. And then when they are able to get together, they can continue on because everybody's been trained and everybody knows how to do it. Thank you, Tunde, for visiting with me today. I look forward to seeing you in the classes and learning from you.
Thank you for having me. And I hope to see you all in October.
Yes. So be sure to get registered right away. We will have links in the show notes at HungarianLiving.com to each of the classes, as well as to the other things that Tunde mentioned today. We would love to have you join us to learn more about these Hungarian traditions. This is the only opportunity to take part in these classes this year. So carve out a little time to learn these treats, and then you will be all set with recipes and you will have the experience to go on and make these items anytime you want. Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.